ברשותכם, בוקר טוב. בסימנת תורה וזה השם, אנחנו מתחילים מסכת מגילה, דף ב'. Another one month מסכת בזה השם. Today's class should be for the רפואה שלנו, לבוא לחולים, בפרט שלמה בן שרה, דוד בן רחל, יפה בת דברה, רבקה בת יחבי, רבקה בת עשה, שלמה בן שרה, אפרים בן אדם, משה בן חנה, יפה בת מרים, יהודה בן יפה, חיה, שרה בת שמחה, רבקה בת חנה, דוד בן שרה, שמחה בן מלכה, מרים בת יוכבי, אליזה בת מרים, חנה, אליאנה בת נעמי, רחל, אסתר, בת תמר. להבדיל אלי נשמעת, ליל דינה בת אפרים, אלישבע בת אהרון, אהרון בן יצחק, אל בנימין בן יצחק. Okay, we are starting with Zad Hashem. The Mishnah, the first Mishnah begins talking about the Megillah. Okay, everyone knows where we're at? I'm just kidding. The first word on the line. Megillah nikret b'yud aleph, b'yud bet, b'yud gimel, b'yud aleph, b'yud vav, lo pachot v'lo yoter. We can read the Megillah potentially on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar. Depending on where the person is, the Mishnah will go in right now to describe which instances you would read on which day. So the Mishnah says, Karachina mukafin choma mimot Yehoshua bin Nun korin betedvav. If you have walled cities from the time of Yehoshua bin Nun, you read on the 15th. Farim va'ayarot gedolot, if you have big villages and big cities, korin biyudale, those would read on the 14th. Ela shakfarim makdimin the yom haknisa, but the villages, they would have the opportunity to makdim. They would have the opportunity to do their fast earlier on the day of the knisa. What is this day of the knisa? So the way Rashi explains it, there was a day that the chachamim set out for those people in the villages that would have opportunity either on Monday or on Thursday to come and read the Megillah. Those are the days of the knisa, of the gathering that people would get. That's the time that the Beit Din would come in on Mondays and Thursdays. So those are the days that they allowed. You can be makdim, or you can be ma'achir, meaning you can be makdim it to, let's say the, Tedvav Ve'adar is on Friday. You can be makdim the day before and say, I'm going to read on Thursday so that on Friday I'll be free in order, we're going to see in the Gemara what the reason is, in order for them to be free, to be able to help out their brothers with food and so on and so forth on Purim. So it says, Ketzad, how is that so? Chaliyot Yudalet Vesheni, if the 14th of Adar fell out on Monday, Kfarim Vayarot Gedolot Korin Bo Bayom, the villages in the big cities read on that day, Umukofot Choman HaMachar, and the walled cities read the next day on Tuesday. Chaliyot Veshlishi Obarevi'i, if the 14th of Adar fell out on Tuesday or Wednesday, Kfarim Akdimin the Yom HaKnisa, the villages would start from Monday already. They would makdim already from Monday. So if it fell out on Tuesday, they would read on the 13th. If it fell out on Wednesday, they would read on the 12th, on Monday. Okay? Vayarot gedolot korin bo bayom, and the big cities would read on that day, on the Tuesday or the Wednesday, umkofot chama alamachar, and the walled cities would read on the 15th. Chaliot b'chamishi, if it fell out on Thursday, if the 14th of Adar fell out on Thursday, kfarim vayarot gedolot korin bo bayom, the villages in the big cities would read that day, because that's also the day of the Knesa. Umukofot chama lemachar, and the walled cities would read the next day on Friday. Chaliot erev Shabbat, if the 14th fell out on erev Shabbat, kfarim makdimin leyom haknisa, so then the villages would start reading from Thursday, from the day before, on the 13th. Vayarot gedolot, umukofot chama lekorin bo bayom, and the big cities and the walled cities would read that day itself, right? Because we're not going to read it on Shabbat, we don't do the Megillah on Shabbat, so they would read on the 14th if it fell out on Friday. Chal liot b'Shabbat, if the 14th fell out on Shabbat, kfarim v'ayarot gedolot makdimin v'korin leyom haknisa. Then the villages and the big cities, they would read 2 days earlier on Thursday, on the 12th. Umukofot choma lemachar, and the walled cities read the next day on Sunday, on the 15th. Chal liot achara Shabbat, if the 14th fell out on Sunday, kfarim makdimin leyom haknisa, so the kfarim, the villages, and this is the instance where they would read on the 11th, so they would read 3 days earlier. On Thursday. So if you go from the 14th, 3 days earlier, they would read on the 11th in that instance. Vayarot gedolot korin bo bayom, and the big cities would read that day on the Sunday, mukofot choma lemachar, and the walled cities from the time of Yehoshua bin Nun would read the next day, which is Monday, on the 15th. This is our Mishnah. It goes through the different instances where it's possible you could read on each and every of the days. The Gemara says, Megillah nikret biyudalef, munalan. How do we know that the Megillah can be read on the 11th? Where do we see that? So the Gemara says, minalan. Is that even a question? You're asking from where do we learn that? Kedabayin al lamimar akaman. This is what we said later on. Right, what did we say? What do we say later on? Well, we're going to learn with Hashem when we reach Daf Dalet. It says, "Chachamim hekelu al hakfarim liyod makdimin liyom haknisa, kedit sheisapku mayim mazon lachem shebekarachim." the Chachamim were lenient on those who lived in the villages, in for them to be able to read earlier from the day of the gathering, which is either Monday or Thursday before the 14th, in order for them to be free on the day of Purim, so they can be able to give out food and water to their brothers who are in these Krachim, who are in these cities or in these villages. He says, so what's your question by asking from where do we know? It's clear in Daf Dalet. So Gemara says, Anan Hachi Kamrina. No, this is what we meant to say. Mikdi. He says, here, Kulhu Anshei Knesset HaGdola Takninu. He says, all of the days, all of this was established by Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Right? From the fact that the Chachamim were lenient on that which the Anshei Knesset HaGdola did, that's something you're saying. But all of these days were established according to what you're saying by Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Right? The Isakadatah Anshei Knesset HaGdola Yudalav Tevav Takun. Because if you would have thought to say that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola only established for you to read on the 14th and the 15th, Atura Banan ve Akre Takanta de Takino Anshei Knesset HaGdola, is it possible that Chachamim can come and Oker, can uproot the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola? It's impossible. So it had to have been that the men of the Great Assembly established you couldn't possibly read on 11 through 15. And the men of the, and the Chachamim came and were lenient and said that the people who lived in the Kfarim can go and read on the Yom HaKnisa, which is can potentially be the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, whatever it could be, in order for them to be free on the day of Purim. So he says, is it possible? So that was essentially his question. He says, is it possible that they could have uprooted the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola? So Gemara says, V'hatnan, we have a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says very clearly, Ein Beit Din Yechol Levatel Divrei Beit Din Chavero. One Beit Din is not allowed to nullify the words of another Beit Din unless they are greater in wisdom and in number. So they have to be greater in both, and we know that wasn't the case. So there's no way the Chachamim could have uprooted the words of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Ela pshita kulu Anshei Knesset HaGdola takinu. Rather, it's completely simple that we know that the men of the Great Assembly established all of these days to be possibly read on, and the Chachamim came and decided that the Kfarim can read earlier. So the Gemara says, Hecha Ramiza, where is it hinted to, is the question. Meaning, in the Megillat Esther, where can we learn out from the words of the Megillat Esther, it's hinted to that you're able to read earlier, like on one of those days, on the 11th, on the 12th. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shemen Bar Abba, Amar Bi Yochanan, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Nekayem et Yemei HaPurim Ele, Bizman Nehem. To fulfill the words of the Purim in those times. What's Bizman Nehem? They established many times for them to be able to read the Megillah. Not only the 14th and the 15th, rather even the 11th, 12th, and 13th.
It's plural,
exactly. So Gemara says, "Hai mi ba'ilei legufei." We need that word in the pasuk for the actual essence of what we're trying to learn out. Meaning, we need it to teach us that they can read on. You're supposed to read the Megillah. How do we know? From Zman Nehem, it says you have to read it in its time. When's the time? 14th and the 15th. How can you come and teach me from the fact that it says Zman Nehem, that it's talking about many days? We need that word to teach us the actual essence that they need to read the Megillah. So the Gemara says, Imked lemakras Zman. So then the Pasuk should only write Zman. Why does it write Zman Nehem? My Zman Nehem? Zmanim Tuva. It must be telling us about more times that they're able to read the Megillah, not only about the 14th and the 15th. V'akatemi ba'ele. You can still have a question. You could say, Zmano shazeh, lo kizmano shazeh. That what does it mean? By telling us this, it could be teaching us that the time of those that read in the non-walled cities is different, or in the walled cities for that matter, is different than the time for those who are reading in the non-walled cities. The walled cities read on the 15th, and the non-walled cities read on the 14th. Maybe that's what it's coming to teach us. Why are you telling me that Zman Nehem is saying there's many more days? Say that Zman Nehem is saying there's a difference in days between those who lived in walled cities and those who don't live in walled cities. So the Gemara says, Imken lemakra zmanam. Then it would have said their times. Zmanam. Why did it say Zman Nehem? My Zman Nehem? Shma Mina Kulhu. It's coming to teach us everything we just tried to learn in that one thing. It's coming to teach us in that one word. So to do that one word, we learn the essence of the goof of reading the Megillah. Then we also learn the fact that the walled cities and non-walled cities read on two different days. And we also learn there's many more days that you can read the Megillah. So that's why it's coming to teach. So the Gemara says, Ema Zmanim Tuva. Did I skip? Sorry.
No, good.
Good? Okay. Shma mina kulu. Okay, I'm going to stop there for questions. So the Gemara continues and says, Ema zmanim tuva. So why don't we say There's many more days. Why don't you say that you can read even before the 11th? Why are you stopping at the 11th? So the Gemara says, Zmanehem dumiyad zmanam. Zmanehem is similar to zmanam. What does that mean? Ma zmanam terei, av zmanehem terei. Just like zmanam, we learn out 2 days, the 14th and the 15th. So to zmanehem, you learn out 2 days, the 11th and the 12th. Right? So the Gemara says, if that's the case, ve'ema teresa or tleisar. Why don't you say he's talking about the 12th and the 13th? Why are you saying the 11th and the 12th? We know that the 13th is a day of gathering for everyone, and you don't need to include that in the pasuk. So he says, so too over here, it's the day of gathering for everyone, you don't need to include it. Why? So Rashi says that everyone is gathering on that day in order to plan against their enemies. So, bein b'shushan, bein b'shar mekamod, whether in Shushan, whether in other areas, and so lo tzarich krala rabuye she'ra'ui l'koriyei de'ikar ha'nes ha'bohaya. The majority of the nes, the major part of the miracle, happened on the 13th, so you don't need to include that day. That day is mimela, we know that day is allowed to be read on. Okay, good. So the Gemara comes and says, ve'ema shitzar v'shifsar, why don't you say it's talking about the 16th and the 17th? Why are you going earlier? Why don't you go later? Say that the 16th and the 17th. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, v'lo ya'avor k'tiv, you cannot pass the day, you can't pass the 15th. But Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Kra, he says from the Pasuk, he brings a different source. So he goes against Zman Nehem. Right, we just had one source, right now it's Zman Nehem. Now he brings a different source. It says, k'yamim asher nachu b'hem ha'yehudim, the days that the Jewish people rested from their enemies, he says, yamim, k'yamim, it should have said yamim. Why did it say k'yamim? L'rabot yud alef yud bet. That's coming to add, it's coming to include extra days. It's talking about other days, the 11th and the 12th. The Gemara says, "Ve'ema teresa v'tleisa." Why doesn't it say the 12th and 13th? Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yitzchak, Yud Gimel zman keila lakoli v'lo tzerich l'rabuye. We said that the 13th is the day of gathering for everyone, and you don't need to include that day. Ve'ema shitza v'shivtzar. Why don't you say it's talking about the 16th and the 17th? V'lo yavor k'tiv. It says in the pasuk you can't pass that day, the 15th. Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmani, my tamal lo amar mizmanehim. So now it's going to ask back and forth on each opinion, why don't they say like each other? So we have two opinions. One opinion says Zmanehem, one opinion says Kayamim. Okay, so why didn't Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, who said Kayamim, why didn't he say like Artana, who says Zmanehem? So he says Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehem, lo mashmalei. He doesn't have this, shita, that you can learn out different things because the word has an extra letter in it. Right, the first opinion said, it doesn't say Zman, it doesn't say Zmanam, it says Zmanehem, so you can learn three things. He says, I don't learn like that. He says, you can't learn three things from one word like that. Okay, but Rav Shimon bar Abba, Mai Tama lo amar mikayamim. Okay, why didn't our Tana, why didn't our Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, why didn't he say, like the opinion of Kayamim? Amar lach, he would say to you, Hahu ledorot hu dichtiv. That's telling us for generations to come. What does that mean? Rashi explains, on the left side, there's no Tosfot here. So he says, "La'achish shayach lishna dekra kayamim klomar yasul ledorot yudam letedvav kasher haya bimei hanes yamim asher nachu bahem hilkach lo yikal rabu yemeacha shanim acharim." So what he's saying is these words are coming to teach us about generations to come, saying do like they did on the 14th and the 15th in the years to come. So you can't tell me that that pasuk is coming to teach us about other days. It's coming to teach us about the generations to come. So that's why he doesn't use that word. Amar Rabba bar Bachana bar Rabbi Yochanan, zo divrei Rabbi Akiva, stimta'a, tedarash zman zmanam zmanehem. He says that these words that we said, that he learned out zman zmanam zmanehem, it's from Rabbi Akiva, who was an Istam Mishnah, and it was his opinion who was doresh like this. Aval chachamim omrim, ein korinota, ela bizmana, but the chachamim say you can only read it in its appropriate time, either on the 14th or on the 15th. Meitive, Amar Biuda, Ematai, when are you allowed to read it before the 14th? Bizman sha shanim ketiknan ve isel shirim al admatan. Right? Whenever the years are in their proper time, what does that mean? That that everything is being meubar according to the Beit Din, that the Beit Din establishes when when there's an extra day in the month and so on and so forth. And the Jewish people are sharui, are sitting on their land. But he says, "Aval bezman hazeh ho'ilu mistaklin ba ein korin ata ela bezman." So nowadays, now that we are, looking at it, what does that mean? We're looking at it. We look at the Kriyat HaMegillah. A lot of times, the edim for the new month don't come in time. So we look at the Kriyat HaMegillah, and we can establish when the holiday of Pesach arrives. The Megillah we know is, if it's read on the 14th, let's say you assume it's on the 14th, so you count 15 days after the Megillah, and another 15 days after that, and you reach Pesach, and then that's then you have the holiday of Pesach. And this is how they would count. But if what do you do? If you start reading from earlier, let's say you start reading from the 12th. If they read on the 12th, and they count 15 days, and then another 15 days, you start Pesach early, you end Pesach early, and the Chas V'Shalom, you can be eating Chametz on Pesach.
So,
because it's 30 days from Purim until from the time you read the Megillah until Pesach. I'm just saying, because the month ends, meaning if you... Yeah, but it's 30, yeah, 30. That's a day. Okay, so he's saying that's why they wouldn't do it unless it was Meubar according to the Beitin. Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Deman. Who is Rabbi Yehuda going like? Maybe he's going like Rabbi Akiva. Even if you say like Rabbi Akiva, then even nowadays we have this takana nowadays, right? Rabbi Akiva. If you're going according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that he says you can makdim, you can read earlier, right? Rabbi Akiva lived bazman hazeh. So if he lived bazman hazeh, and he said you can do it earlier, then it's not the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva lived during Bezman Hazeh, and he said you can read earlier. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, no, only at the time where Yisrael is Sharu Alad Matan. So it's clearly not like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, Ela Lav, Aliba Derbanan. Is it not according to Rabbanan? Uzman Shashanim Ketiknan, Yisrael Sharu Alad Matan. Is it not talking about the opinion of Rabbanan? That they don't allow you to makdim, but it's whenever the Jewish people are sitting on their land, and the years are in the hands of the Beitin. So the Gemara says, Mia Karinan. But still, what do you see? That it says, nevertheless, the Chachamim allowed you to read before the 14th in those cases. So what do you see? The Chachamim are Doresh this Zman, Zmanam, Zmanehim. And it's difficult on the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because what did Rabbi Yochanan say? That he held that the Chachamim hold, you're only allowed to read on the 14th and the 15th. So do the Chachamim hold only on the 14th and the 15th, or all days, or even before? This is a contradiction on the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Really, it sounds like from the Chachamim that you can read even earlier than the 14th. Some say, Amar Rabba Rechanan Rabbi Yochanan, Zod Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Stimta'a. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva, Stam, Mishnah, Al HaChachamim Amru, Bazman Hazeh, Ho'il Mistaklin Ba. But the Chachamim say, nowadays, because of the time that the people look at the Megillah and decide when Pesach is based on the Megillah, he says you're only allowed to read it in its proper time. And that's the opinion of the Chachamim. He says, Tanin Amiyachi, we have a brighter just like this. Amar Yehuda, Imatai, when would you be allowed to read it before its proper time? Whenever the years are in their hands of the Beitin, and the Jewish people are sitting on their land. But now when we look at the Megillah, we determine when Pesach is, I mean when they didn't have the Edim come in time, they would determine when Pesach is based on the Megillah, so we only read it in its proper time so people don't mess up for Pesach. Rav Asher kasha le Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Asher has a difficulty with the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda. He has two opinions of Rabbi Yehuda that contradict each other. And he says, Umokim la Braita Rabbi Yose Rabbi Yehuda. And he establishes the opinion of the Braita that we read earlier, like Rabbi Yose, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why did he do this? He says, Umi Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bezman Hazeh, Ho'ilo Mislachin Ba, In Koinata Ela Bizmana. Did Rabbi Yehuda say, was he really of the opinion of the one who says that, nowadays, that they look at the Megillah and determine when the Pesach is, that we can only read in its proper time? Was he of that opinion? But we see very clearly, or mean here, we have a contradiction. Amar Biyuda, Imatai, when can you read earlier than the 14th? Makom shenichnasin basheni v'chamishi. He says in a place where the Beitin comes in on Monday and Thursday. But in a place where the Beitin does not read Monday and the Beitin does not come in Monday and Thursday. In Kornin Tala Bizmana, you can only read in its proper time. But in those places that the Beitin comes in on Monday and Thursday, Mia Karina, nevertheless, you can still read. And even nowadays. So why are you telling me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that nowadays you're only allowed to read in its proper time? It's possible that nowadays you can read even on the 11th, 12th, or 13th if it's a place where the Beitin comes in on Monday and Thursday. So the Gemara says, Umoikim la the Braita, Rabbi Yose, Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why, so he establishes the Braita that we read earlier, like Rabbi Yose, because it doesn't work out with this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Clearly Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that you can only read on the 14th and 15th nowadays. He holds you can even read earlier potentially. So the Gemara asks, "Umishum de kashele derbiuda, mokim la debraita berbiseb derbiuda." He says, "What? If you have a difficulty with one opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and another opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, you say it's not Rabbi Yehuda; it's another person. How can you just take it out of his name? Imagine you come and tell me, I heard Rabbi Ben Chaim say this once, and I heard him say the opposite thing once. So what am I going to say? You know, it's probably it wasn't him. Probably somebody else said it. It wasn't him. If you heard him say both things, you heard him. You can't change the aim. Say it. If you want to say it, you know, it was two opinions, two people heard him differently. Okay, fine. But you can't say, one. No, I'm changing the name and it's a different person. So he says, Rav Ashi Shmiale, Rav Ashi heard, De'ika detane lak Rabbi Yehuda, V'ika detane lak Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. He heard that some people were teaching it like Rabbi Yehuda, and some people were teaching it like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. U'midekashi alei Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. And since he had a difficulty of one opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and another opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar man detane lak Rabbi Yehuda lav dafka. He said the person who taught it like Rabbi Yehuda wasn't being mendayek. They weren't being so, precise in their teaching. And the person who taught it like Rabbi Yosef, he taught it very precise, and that was how you resolve this issue. The one opinion was Rabbi Yosef, one opinion was Rabbi Yehuda. He's not like, oh, I'm just making up names. No, I heard someone saying the name of Rabbi Yosef, and I heard someone saying the name of Rabbi Yehuda, so I'm giving it two different opinions. We'll stop there for questions. Okay, continuing. Then the Mishnah said, "Krachim ha-mukafin chuma mimot Yehoshua binyun korim l'chamisha asar." The walled cities from the time of Yehoshua would read on the 15th. So the Gemara says, "Minahane mile." From where do we know this? Amar Ravad, Amar Kra. The pasuk says, "Al kena Yehudim aperazim ayoshvin ba'arei aperazot." The Jews sitting in the open cities. So what is it referring to? Me the perazim ba'arba'as. It said that you read on the 14th. So this is from the fact that the open cities read on the 14th. Mukafin l'chamisha asar. That means that the walled cities must be reading on the 15th. Clearly. As the Gemara says, Ve'ema perazim ba'arba'asar mukafin klal klal lo. So maybe we can say that the open city places read on the 14th. That's what it said in the Pasuk. But the walled city places, which we implied and inferred from the Pasuk, maybe we'll say they don't read at all. So the Gemara says, Ve'la v'yisrael ninhu. Are they not Jewish? What, those people in the walled cities aren't Jewish? You're trying to exclude them from the mitzvah Megillah? Of course they have to read. Ve'od mehodu v'ad kush k'tiv. And also it says in the Pasuk, mehodu v'ad kush. And from Hodu until Kush, there is for sure walled cities in between there. So how can you, if you're saying that those have to read in those times, for sure there's walled cities in there where it's being excluded. So clearly, they have to read on the 15th. They have to read because they're included in the Pasuk of who has to read. So clearly they have to read, and clearly walled cities should not be excluded. Maybe we can say that the open cities read on the 14th, the walled cities read on the 14th and the 15th. That's be machmir. 14th and 15th. Kedichtiv, as the pasuk says, liot osim et yom arba'a asar lachodesh adar, ve'et yom chamisha asar bo v'chol shana, as the pasuk says, to be reading on the 14th day, and to be reading on the 15th day. What, every year, so what do you see? Maybe you should be reading on both. So the Gemara says, ihav akitav et yom arba'a asar v'chamisha asar, kedika amart. If it would have said on the 14th and the 15th, like you said, hashta dichtiv et yom arba'a asar, ve'et yom chamisha asar, ata'et upasik. So he says, now that it said, et arba'asar, the 14th, and the 15th, the fact that it added the word et in between, it came and interrupted the two parts and saying, no, you don't read on both days, you read on one of the days. Upasik, hane arba'asar, v'hane v'chamisha'asar, the open cities are on the 14th, and the walled cities are on the 15th. Just agav, just for you to know, there are a lot of cities that are not necessarily, they're not 100%, we know that they're considered, let's say, we're also going to see, if a city views or is seen with Yerushalayim or a walled city, it can also read on the 15th. There are some cities that were in Safek. We don't know for sure what their status is. Some cities, some Chachamim have said that they should read on both days. Just to get out of Safek. Right. There's different cities where you have different Pshatim, but each question has its own question in itself, meaning it's not the black and white rule. Every question has to be asked. Ve'ema parazim ba'arbesar mukafin ibau b'charbesar ibaru chamesar. Maybe we can say the open cities read on the 14th. The walled cities can read either on the 14th or on the 15th. They can choose. Why don't we say that? Amar Kra, the pasuk says bizman nehem. What does it mean bizman nehem? Zmano shazek lo kizmano shazek. They have to be different times. You can't be reading on the same day. Walled cities and non-walled cities are different days. So the Gemara says ve'ema b'tleisar. Maybe they read on the 12th. 13th, sorry, on the 13th. Maybe they're reading on the 13th. How are you coming and teaching me that that one is reading on the 14th and one's reading on the 15th? Where did you get the 15th from? Maybe we're talking about the 12th, the 13th. As the Gemara says, Keshushan. Really, we're learning out just like we learn out for Shushan. Just like Shushan, which is where the miracle happened, we read on the 15th, so too in walled cities we read on the 15th. The Gemara says, Ashkechan, and what is that all that talking about? That's talking about making Yom Tov. Ashkechan Asiya. That's telling us all about the Asiya, the aspect of making Yom Tov and Simcha. Where do we know about actually reading the Megillah that it can be done, that the walled cities read on the 15th? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vayemima ele, and Iskarim, Vinaasim. Pasuk says that these days that are mentioned and are done, So it makes itkash zechira la'asira. It makes a connection between the mentioning and the doing. That just like the doing, the celebrating we do on the 15th, so too the mentioning of the Megillah we would do on the 15th as well. Gemara says matnitin deloki haitana. We have a Mishnah not like our Tana. The Tanya, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Omer. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha says, Karachin ha-mukafin chumam mimot Achashverosh, korin b'chamisha asar. He says, walled cities from the time of Achashverosh read on the 15th, not from the time of Yehoshua. He says, Mai tamad Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. What's his reasoning? He says, Ki Shushan, just like Shushan, Ma Shushan mukafet chumam mimot Achashverosh, just like Shushan is walled from the time of Achashverosh, v'korin b'chamisha asar, and they read on the 15th. Av kol she mukafet chumam mimot Achashverosh, v'korin b'chamisha asar. So to any walled city from the time of Achashverosh should read on the 15th. That's his pshat. V'tana didan ma'itama. And what's the reason for our Tana? Where does he learn out from? It says yalif prazi prazi. He learns out of gzera shava prazi prazi. K'tiv hacha. It says in the Megillah al ken ha'yehudim ha'prazim. Talks about the Jews of the that are living in open cities, right? Uchtiv hatam, and it says over there when talking about Moshe Rabbeinu with the Biyat Ha'aretz when they're going into the land of Israel, levad me'areha perazia harbe meot. So what is it? What is he teaching us from the pesukim? Malahalan, just like in the latter case, there's a stira over here. If you should read mukefet choma, so the Gran Rashi say you shouldn't read mukefet choma, but there are those who read it. So we'll read it because it's in our Gemara. Malahalan mukefet choma mimot Yehoshua benu. Just like in the latter part of the pasuk, the pasuk about Moshe Rabbeinu, it's talking about walled cities from the time of Yehoshua benu. Afkan, so too in our case, when do we read the Megillah on the 15th? Mukefet choma mimot Yehoshua benu. It's talking about times from that are walled cities from the time of Yehoshua benu. Whereas Rashi would say it's just talking about times from Yehoshua benu. It's a machlokin in that sense. Bishlama, it makes sense. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha lo amar ketana didan. It makes sense that Tana did not say like our Tana. The late lay prazi prazi, because he doesn't have this gzera shava. We know gzera shava you have to receive from your rabbi. If you didn't get the gzera shava from your rabbi, you can't learn the gzera shava. So he didn't learn that Tana did not learn the gzera shava. Ela Tana didan ma'ita malo amar ken Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. But why didn't our Tana say like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha and learn out from the time of Achashverosh, from the walled cities of Achashverosh? My Tama, the Gemara says, what's the reason? Ha itle prazi prazi. What do you mean, what's the reason? He has the gzera shava of prazi prazi. Obviously, he's not going to learn out from him. He has a gzera shava. No, he says, hachi kama. This is what he meant to say. Ela shushan de avda keman. Who does shushan do like? Shushan reads on the 15th, so who do they do like? Loke prazim, veloke mukafin. They're not doing like the prazim, like the open cities. Why? Because open cities read on the 14th. And they're not doing like the walled cities, because walled cities are walled, and Shushan is not necessarily walled. So who are they like? Are they like the open cities, and they read on the 14th? They're like the walled cities, which they're not, and they read on the 15th. So the Gemara says, they're not like either, look, Prazim, look, Mukafin. Amar Rava, Ve'amrila, some say, Rava said, and some say, Kedi. Kedi says, so there's an interesting question, who is this Kedi? Rashi says he's a Shem Chacham. Right, that's how Rashi says in a few places also, there's a Shem Chacham, and I and some say actually it's not a name of a person. Some say it's called Kedei Nasba. I say, no, just, it didn't need to mention it, but it mentioned it anyway. But the simple understanding is this was the name of Chacham. Also, the Maran Achida brings down Shem Agdolim. He has a book of all the Chachamim's names. He said this is the name of a Gadol. It's a Shem of a very big Chacham. So it is a name. It's an interesting name. We don't see it many times. So Kedei says, Shani Shushan Ho'il V'Nasabones. Shushan is different because the miracle happened over there. So since the miracle happened over there, even though it's not a walled city, you read on the 15th over there. It has a different status. So the Gemara says, Bishlama letana didan. It makes sense to our Tana. Hanu dichtiv. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Medina o Medina, ve'ir, ve'ir. State and city to city. What does that mean? Medina o Medina, lechalek bein mukafin choma, mimod Yeshua benun, le mukafet choma, mimod Achashverosh. From the fact that it says state and state, it's coming to distinguish between walled cities from the time of Yehoshua that they read on the 15th, and walled cities from the time of Achashverosh that those would read on the 14th. Ear ve'ir, city and city, nami the chalek ben Shushan the Shayarot. From the fact that it said city and city, it's coming to distinguish between Shushan and all other open cities that Shushan reads on the 15th, but all other open cities read on the 14th. Ela le Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, but according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha, the other Tana Bishlama Medina o Medina makes sense that he says from the pasuk Medina Medina. Lechalek ben Shushan l'shar ayarot, to distinguish between Shushan and all other cities, right? That he says Shushan is right on the 15th, but other open cities read on the 14th. But what does he use ir ve'ir for? Ela ir ve'ir lemay ata. How does he use those two words? Amar lach, meaning because he doesn't learn that there's a distinguishment between the walled cities from the time of Achashverosh and Yehoshua. He says they all walled cities always read on the 15th. So how does he lose that pasuk? Amalach Rabbi Shob ben Korcha, and he says, Uletana didan minicha? According to our Tana, does the pasuk make full sense? Does everything make sense? He says, Kivan de itlay prazi prazi. Since our Tana has the gzera shava, medina u medina lamali. Why does he need the words medina u medina? Meaning, what does he need the words medina u medina for? We thought he needed the words medina u medina to distinguish between the different states. Between the states that were the walled cities from the time of Yeshua and the times of Achashverosh. That Yeshua's cities, walled cities would read on the 15th. But that's what we learned from Prazi Prazi. So what does he need Medina and Medina for? Ela kra lidrasha hudata. Rather, the pasuk is coming to be a drash. Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi hudata. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, krach v'kol ha-samuch lo, a city, and any place essentially, v'kol ha-samuch lo, anything that's visible with it, v'kol ha-nire imo, and anything that's seen with that city, nidon kekrach, is judged just like that city. So anything that's so close to Yerushalayim, that's within such a close distance that you can see it next to Yerushalayim, it would be considered like the walled cities of Yerushalayim. Ad kama, so how far is that? Amar b'yirmiya v'yitem r'bichiya baraba ki mechamtan l'taveria, from the place of chamtan to taveria, which is a meal. It's a big machloket how long a meal is, but let's take a simple peshad of the Shulchan Aruch, which is 18 minutes. 18 minutes of let's say, walking distance. V'leima meal, why doesn't... Huh? The Rambam says 24. Right. So that's talking about the distance. But if we took the time, right, the distance is 2,000 amot. The time is a big machloket. Rambam says it's 24. And so I think the Shulchan Aruch accepts the opinion. I think it's a machloket, but he accepts the opinion it's 18. So it's a big thing. But he says, V'leima meal. Why doesn't it just say the word meal? Why does it say from this place to that place? It says, Hakamash malan, to teach us the shiura de meal, kamahave, how much is the distance of a meal, kimachamtan la teveria, from the place of chamtan to teveria, these two distances, which is, like we said, 2,000 amot. And so that's what he brought this other Tana, brought this pasuk for, but our Tana used this pasuk to define the distinguishments between walled and non-walled cities. Baruch Adonai, Amen.